why put a horse on the coin instead of the king? This looks back to an ancient sacrificial ritual established long before Hinduism that had been observed by the Indian kings of the past and was preserved and continued by the Guptas. It was an awesome and elaborate year-long process that a king might opt to do once in his reign. It cost a fortune, and it culminated in a massive theatrical event, the sacrifice itself. Kumaragupta decided that he would perform this rite. A stallion was selected and ritually purified, then released to roam for a year, followed and observed by a vast escort of princes, heralds and attendants. A key part of their job was to prevent it from mating. The stallion had to remain pure. At the end of its year of sexually frustrated freedom, the horse was retrieved in a complex set of ceremonies before being killed by the king himself, using a gold knife in front of a vast audience. Our gold coin commemorates Kumaragupta's performance of this ancient pre-Hindu ritual that had reaffirmed his legitimacy and his supremacy. But at the same time, Kumaragupta was vigorously promoting other, newer religious practices, invoking other gods in support of his earthly power. He was spending large amounts of money on building temples and filling them with statues and paintings of the Hindu gods, making them manifest to the worshippers in a new and striking form. He was, in fact, creating the gods anew. What sort of relationship between devotee and deity was being encouraged during this flourishing of Hinduism under the Guptas?